Hello, hello. This is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this is going to be Biohacking Q&A podcast number 28. Wow, that's something. Gotten through 28 of these. I was taking a look at my podcast statistics the other day, and Daniel Hollis, yo, good to see you, Daniel, and Jürgen. I see the name Jürgen, and I always wonder if that's my friend Jürgen from Belgium, or if it's a Jürgen from somewhere else. I do assume that there are other Jürgens out there in the world. So this is Jonathan Roseland with Limitless Mindset, and today I don't have a deep dive podcast on any particular topic. At the moment, I am in between a couple of different books, and I am formulating my thoughts on a couple of different books. Oh, Jürgen, you're from Germany. Where are you in Germany? Let me know. I'm curious. I hear all these different conflicting things about how the coronavirus is impacting Germany. So I'm a little bit curious. And hey, Ariana. Thanks for joining. So today, as opposed to doing a deep dive on any particular biohacking subject, I'm just going to be going over some questions that we've gotten, because I get questions quite often from people. And I got to clarify, this is brought to my attention. I need to be a little bit more clear about this, which is that what you find on my website and what you hear here on this podcast is not medical advice. I'm not a doctor, and neither is Mrs. Roseland. Hey,
Tom.
She is great, but she's not a doctor. And so we are just experienced, unlicensed self-experimenters practicing free speech in talking about our extensive experiences and interpretations, might I add, rigorous interpretations of published science. So you are going to want to check out my article. It's one of my best articles. It's one of the things that I do recommend that people read as they start to explore my content, which is the article, How to Biohack Smart and Safe. And that's an article that breaks down how to be kind of like a risk avoidant biohacker. And of course, I also advise people that they shouldn't just believe some guy on the internet that has something to say. You should consult your doctor. And really importantly, of course, this is all kind of common sense stuff. You should consult your doctor. You've heard that a million times before. But what you should really do is get a second and a third opinion from, if you can afford it, and if you can afford it, that's great. Then you're doing well financially if you can afford this. So I guess I'm speaking kind of about an ideal scenario. But if you can afford it, get a second and a third opinion from different doctors about whatever your health decisions are. You shouldn't just make decisions based upon things that you read on the internet. If you are, then you really, I think, have a much more serious obligation to do some research on things. Like, if you're going to make decisions just based upon something that I say, then I would urge you to go and search elsewhere on the internet. Like, you know, give a listen to what I have to say here, but then also go and check in with several other different podcasts or health-related type blogs that are out there. Go and contact, you know, put in the keywords of what your particular challenge is, and then go and look at what the YouTube videos on YouTube are saying about that. Look at what the different personalities are out there. And then contact those people and see if you can get some opinions from those people. And once you've accumulated a handful of opinions, then start making decisions. Okay, so we've got 6 questions here, and I was thinking that Mrs. Roseland here could read these to me.
Of course, I'm going to assist you.
Oh, yes. Good to see you, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Daniel is happy to see you, and then we also have host wave listening in. Jürgen from Germany and... Jürgen from Germany. Okay, so if you want to start with the questions there under Q&A number 28.
Carl Mobile from Instagram. Okay. Greetings and good night. For months I have read about biohacking, nootropics, and I have consumed paracetam, rhodiola, among others, but I want to ask you a question. In order to have better control or not have them, which supplement would give me a bonus to manage the excessive compulsive thoughts? I would appreciate it very much. Do not be afraid to answer. I ask other people questions and they tell me, consult with your doctor. Apparently, they're afraid to answer. Thank you. I'm a person who thinks a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like he thinks a lot. So I don't really know if paracetam and some of those other classic nootropics are what I would recommend to somebody that had an issue with OCD, because OCD is a complicated thing. There's all sorts of different potential causes of OCD. But if you're thinking about classic nootropics like the racetams, a lot of times these can be overstimulating. They are cognitive enhancers. So you would expect for these sort of things to give you more to think about, to turn up your brain power. And people do report with some frequency that they become a bit more moody, or they perhaps become a bit more anxious when they're using things like the racetams. So I don't know if that's what I'd recommend to you. First of all, if OCD is your issue, then I would say look at something like meditation, first of all, because meditation kind of trains you to slow down your mind just a bit. And it takes your thoughts and our thoughts, that internal dialogue that seems to occur sometimes without our input. That internal dialogue, that can either be our friend or it can be our enemy. That internal dialogue can either be kind of like a squadron of squabbling chickens that are bickering and fighting with each other, or that internal dialogue of thoughts can be like a phalanx of Roman legionaries that is tight, that's together, that's on the same team, that's working for us as opposed to against us. And meditation seems to make a big difference in this. So I think I would actually recommend meditation above any sort of nootropic. But since you seem like you're interested in nootropics, I would recommend some things like ashwagandha. You would also maybe want to look into reishi. Reishi's interesting. The way that I heard reishi described that I didn't quite believe before I ever tried it is that reishi is a spiritual mushroom, which sounds a little bit silly, but if you actually try good reishi, you'll notice that it makes you feel just a bit more in like a state of tranquility, and you feel like you have just a bit more clarity and that you've risen above kind of the petty concerns that may dominate your state of mind. So I would say take a look at those adaptogens, ashwagandha, reishi, meditation, and then also probably dual and back training for OCD. Do you want to move on to the next question, babe?
Yeah, it's from Dr. Gray Deal. My friend has a bad chronic case of dry eyes and nothing seems to help. The skin around her eyes is very dry. She says dry and hard like potato chips. What treatments do you recommend? Do you recommend Vizamycin for dry eyes? Please recommend a natural eye lubricant. I am a chiropractor in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Aloha. So, yeah, I do recommend Vizamycin for dry eyes. Vizamycin is, I believe, now in the phase 3 trials. Actually, I may be incorrect about that. It is either in the phase 1 or the phase 2. Possibly SKQ1 has entered phase 3 trials at this point. So that means that it's entering into the human clinical trials with larger groups of people because there is excellent statistical evidence that is accumulating in the clinical trials done thus far. I use Vizamycin every single day, and I would say that it definitely helps with my dry eyes. And I've chit-chatted with a number of people on the internet that have used it, that are other people that are like me, probably spending too much time staring at their computer screen. And this, of course, results in some eye strain, some eye irritation. And the Vizamycin has definitely helped. But what Dr. Grady says here is that the skin around her eyes is like potato chips, which doesn't sound good, no. Does it?
No.
So the Vizamycin is not going to help with that because the Vizamycin is eye drops. And you're talking about the skin around the eyes. So that sounds like a bit more of a systemic issue. Now, there is another product, which I am going to link to on the webpage that is going to be linked below this podcast. And that product is called Exomycin. And this is a skin product. It's a skin cream. This one I have not used yet. I've used the Vizamycin quite a bit, and I like it. But Exomycin is a dry skin product that uses the same thing. And so it stands to reason that a targeted mitochondrial antioxidant like SKQ1, it really stands to reason that if you get that going into the skin, that it's going to rejuvenate the skin. It's probably worth trying because Exomycin is actually really affordable. I have to go and look this up again, but it seems to me that it's something like about $20 for a bottle of Exomycin. So as far as beauty products go, it's pretty affordable. I think it's probably worth a shot. But I would, if the issue is with the skin, that's not my area of expertise. So I would direct your friend over to Jennifer Fugo's show, which is called the Healthy Skin Show. I listened to a number of her podcasts so that I could overcome the skin eczema issue that I have. And I've overcome it, haven't I? It's all gone now.
Yeah,
so I'll link to Jennifer Fugo's podcast about skin health, and your friend might want to check that out, because I bet that she has some insight into dry skin around the eyes, because that does sound unpleasant. And yeah, I'm also curious about your books about vaccine dangers, chemotherapy, 5G, and COVID-19. If you have books about those subjects, send me links to those books, and I've got a lot of books to read, but maybe I can take the time to look at your books, and then maybe we would want to do a podcast together about them, because those are subjects that I am curious about, certainly. Okay, what's the next question, babe?
It comes from Instagram again, from Philosophy Fat. Hi, Jonathan. I know, not a stone line, that you've had some experience with methylene blue from Health Natura. You've likely seen that methylene blue has potential to be helpful against coronavirus. I'm curious if you ever were able to get a COA from Health Natura in regards to purity. Any chance you were able to?
Hey, classically fab, Let me double check one of the links on my website right now, because in the past, I had used the blue brain solution, and that stuff was COA verified. In fact, I think they had an accredited American laboratory that was doing the certification, that was doing the spectroscopy on it, making sure that it was legit stuff, because you would not want to consume any old methylene blue. You wouldn't want to go to a pet store and buy the methylene blue there and then just consume that, because it can be a good... Okay, so I'm looking at Health Natura LLC right now, and USP pharmaceutical grade. Okay, this does look like the stuff that I used in my video, although that nootropics company doesn't sell it anymore. Oh boy. Okay, I'm sorry about this. I will need to contact this company and ask them to provide a COA, because they don't have any of that sort of information on their website at this point. So it's probably legit methylene blue, because I'm seeing that they sell other supplemental products, like they sell CBD. So I'm hoping that they do testing of their products, but I'm not seeing the certificate verifying that at this point. So I can't vouch for that product at this point. Sorry about that. You may want to look into other mitochondrial supplements. Okay, next question, babe.
Comes from Brazil, from Gabriel. Just discovered your website, and I am very amused by the tons of information about the biohacker world, especially regarding nootropics. With quick questions, I started taking paracetam about 2 weeks ago, and I can already say that it improves consistently my overall well-being, ranging from anxiety to concentration and cognitive benefits. My two questions are, number one, since I've got results from the 800 milligram twice a day, it would be a better idea to reduce this dosage to just one pill a day. Question number two, I currently use it about six times per week, with Sunday as my day off. This is a smart approach. Thanks in advance.
Sure. The only reason that I can conceive of that you might want to reduce the dosage is economical. If you're having trouble getting nootropil there, if it's expensive to get nootropil there, and you feel like 800 milligrams once a day is good enough, then you may want to reduce the dosage. But 1,600 milligrams daily is very typical. I've talked with plenty of biohackers that use 2 grams, 3 grams daily. So if I were you, I would actually experiment with maybe increasing that dosage just a bit. If you, for example, have like Mondays that you need to just get a ton of stuff done on Mondays, maybe try increasing the dosage up to like 2,400 milligrams a day, or 3,000 milligrams a day, approximately in that ballpark, and see what sort of effects you get from it. If, as long as you can get your hands on all the nootropil possible. If not, you know, if you have a kind of a shortage of nootropil there, which who knows, there's a lot of shortages in the world on medication right now. So if there's a shortage, yeah, you'd be fine doing 800 milligrams a day. I have, for a while, I've done something in the range of 800 milligrams of paracetam a day, and it certainly serves to have a nootropic effect. And then I think it's perfectly fine to do 6 days a week and then take a day off. You would probably every couple of months, like maybe every 3 months, maybe every 4 months, you'd want to take an entire month off of the paracetam because it is a strong drug. It does have a real effect on the mind. So you'd want to do like a month off every 3 months. Next question, babe.
Comes from Jason in the email. Paracetam affects the kidneys, right? I'm a long-time diabetic with good kidney function, but worry it could affect the kidneys. Any alternatives for focus and cognitive enhancement? Looking at C-Lank B21 for focus.
Sure. So I'm going to link you to a discussion that was had over on the Longevity Forum. And they had some guys going back and forth who were kind of debating whether or not it had an effect on the kidneys. And in the clinical trials for paracetam that I've reviewed, an effect on the kidneys is not something that's noted as being particularly problematic. In the clinical trials on these nootropics, if there's some sort of negative effect, especially something on the kidneys, if there's a hepatotoxicity that's induced, the clinical trials will typically mention that conspicuously. And I haven't seen that with paracetam, so I wouldn't be really worried about it. But on the other hand, anytime that you're consuming a synthetic drug, anytime that you're consuming something that's not a organic molecule, you should be a bit concerned about your kidneys. I think that there is kind of a trade-off between the biohacking and the taking some of these exotic supplements and the health of the kidney and the liver. And this is why I do all of the adaptogens. This is why I recommend that if you're going to use something like paracetam, I recommend that you do paracetam for maybe 3 months and then go and take something like Skysandra for a month or two, which is going to have a really positive effect maintaining your kidneys. These tonifying herbs, you can look that up, things like Skysandra, rhodiola, Eleuthero, etc. These sort of things are just going to kind of maintain your kidneys through everything that your kidneys have to deal with. So I think I wouldn't be really worried about it. You know, if you try paracetam, be kind of cognizant of how that part of your body is feeling. But otherwise, I think you'd probably be pretty okay. I use Solank a bit, and Solank didn't have much of a cognitive enhancement effect for me, so I couldn't recommend it very highly, and then I've never tried P21. Okay, next question.
Comes from Facebook from Daniel. I wanted to please ask you if you have seen any improvement since using Visolutin. I have retinal degeneration similar to macular degeneration, but not exactly the same. Was hoping this product may at least slow or stop the progression. Thank you for any info you can give me. Thank you for your response. I really appreciate it. If I could also please ask you, where do you get your Visolutin? I found a few different sites in North America selling them. Do you know of these sellers? Or do you know of any other trusted sellers in North America? I really want to try this to see if it helps. Even a little help is better than nothing.
Hey, Daniel. Sorry to hear that you're struggling with macular degeneration. I think Visolutin may help with that, as it is a biopeptide. It is a peptide that is intended to get in there and have a epigenetic effect on your genes that are regulating your eyes. So I would expect it to have some sort of benefit. However, from my own experience, I used it for about a month, maybe a little bit longer than a month, and I really don't think it had any effect on my eyes. I went back to my ophthalmologist here, and we tested my eyes. And what is it that he told us, babe? He said that my eyes were not degenerating, but they were also not improving, right?
There's a retinal degeneration similar to macular degeneration.
Okay, I'm looking at macular degeneration and visolutin. And I'm actually seeing a WebMD article here. And then, so my experience, I did use visolutin for a whole month, maybe a little bit longer than a month, and it didn't make that much of a difference. I think that visomitin has made more of a difference for me. And visomitin also has the benefit of having kind of like an immediate effect. Visomitin uses the SKQ1 molecule, which is this tiny, tiny, tiny molecule that is so small that there's a magnetized ion that drags this antioxidant molecule right into the center of your mitochondria inside of your eyes. And your eyes, particularly because the eyes are such a sophisticated piece of biological machinery, your eyes produce a ton of free radicals, which is kind of why we get macular degeneration over time. There's all sorts of other things that can exacerbate this, but the free radicals have a whole lot to do with this. And so when you're using something like SKQ1, when you're using a targeted antioxidant that can clean that up, it can start to reverse a lot of those issues. So I would honestly say, because visolutin is kind of pricey, I got mine from rupharma.com, and they sell a 60 capsule package for 95 euros. Or you can get it from Moss Pharma, which I think is based in Lithuania, might be a better option for people in the Schengen zone. They sell it for about the same price. So it really is pretty pricey. And I would say I have more confidence in the visomitin SKQ1 technology for eyes, mostly because it just makes my eyes feel good and because my vision has not degenerated at all in the past couple of years that I've been using it. Let's see, did we get any other questions from him?
We have one from Jessica.
Okay, yes.
So she's asking, hi, I was just wondering if you know of any vendors that ship to Australia and use payment method of Western Union or credit card as they don't have cryptocurrency. Thank you.
Okay, that's from Jessica. Let me take a look at my email real quick and look at the Australian vendors that are out there. So first of all, I'd be curious about what sorts of nootropics Jess wants to use. If she wants to use things like the racetams, or if she wants to take some nootropic stacks. It varies a bit. Australia is one of the major markets for nootropics, and you would want to look at, for example, actually, this is what I'll do. I will link Jess over to Lucas, because Lucas is there in Australia, in Melbourne. He's the go-to biohacker in Australia. And so he would know better than I would, actually. And he can probably give you a short list of who is delivering in Australia right now, because I know that Australia is kind of on the end of some draconian measures as far as shipping imports, exports of products. I'm sure I would recommend checking out Lucas's product. And I believe he has a product. It's called the Brain X Stack. And it's a nootropic stack. It's kind of a unique product that actually depends upon dopamine. It's a dopaminergic product. And it does that by upregulating dopamine with a couple of natural ingredients. And it looks like a really, really cool product. It's one of the top things that I am interested in trying. So I think I'm going to link over to that because that is something that is going to be manufactured there in Australia. So you'd have access to it. Whereas typically you can get like Nootropics Depot stuff imported into Australia, but I really don't know now. And we don't know how long the COVID lockdowns are going to last. So I would suggest getting nootropics from an Australian source. And right now, I'm really not sure about that. So I'll link you over to Lucas, and then you can talk with him, and you'll want to try his product, which is a dopaminergic product. And I think that's all of the Q&A questions that we have today, right?
Yeah, these are all them.
Okay, lovely. That's that. Okay, Daniel says, I wanted to send some coin. Is literally CastBox... Okay, let's see if we can chit-chat. Hey, Daniel. Yo, D. Okay. Hey, D.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good, good. Yeah. You?
Oh, my gosh. I need to, I think, get horizontal again because my family here just gave me a lot of food. It was quite a bit of food. Lots of lamb.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, I'm just gonna try my headphone. Better.
Yeah, is the CastBox thing, is that literally a currency?
I don't know much about that. Did they introduce their own proprietary cryptocurrency?
I don't know.
I just saw it and I was like, oh, I'll send a bit of love your way. And I didn't know if it's just like a superficial kind of token thing or if it's something you can cash in, like the Mines token.
Okay, so I just DuckDuckGo searched CastBox currency, and there's a search result here that says emotional currency. This is it's an emotional currency.
Oh, I'm just paid real money to send you some good vibes.
I think it may be digital. Emotional currency. You know, we're living in this strange new world of everything. Everything is strange now. So I think you may have sent me some emotional digital currency.
Oh well, I hope you find it useful, you and Gargana.
Yeah. I'm not sure if the Babas here in Bulgaria will accept that as cash tender for the things that we need to buy from them. But we, you know, appreciate the gesture, of course.
You're right.
How are you two doing?
Oh, good. We were just having a hang on our hammock.
Oh, lovely. My sister's got one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Hammocks are what's up. Hopefully hammocks aren't like illegal in, you know, they're in the UK yet.
No, that I don't think so. Unless you try and do it in a public place with more than two people, you may get your hammock
cut down, right?
Yeah.
They may just come by with like a big pair of scissors and just cut you down. Hey, Hannah. Hello, Hannah. Where are you in the world? Let us know.
Have a chat with Hannah.
Yeah. Why not?
And she's up for it.
Iran. Oh, Hannah. Okay. Oh, Hannah, you're a doctor in Iran, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's got to be challenging right now. Don't you think?
Is this the one that said a spoken English? Wasn't very good?
Yeah, I think that's what he said.
Okay.
is
try and hang on, or do you want to try and chat with her?
Yeah, sure. Tell me real quick how your biohacking experiments have gone this week. Anything interesting?
Mine?
Yes.
Yeah, let's see. Anything interesting? I've deep conscious breathing is working really well.
Is that helping with anxiety?
Yes. Yeah. And it's helping me focus. When I get angry, I'll get like an Incredible Hulk and I'm like all over the place in a good way. Kind of not a biohack, but something called triune brain theory and trying to hack my neocortex. That's kind of biohacky, I suppose.
Triune brain therapy. What's the synopsis of that?
Oh, okay. So triune brain theory is our brains are made up of three structures. You've got the reptilian brain, the very primitive, basic brain. You've got the mammalian brain, and then you've got the neocortex. And depending what kind of state you're in, you use all three brains. So it's basically just trying to observe my state. If I get angry and I shout and look it up, we'll talk about it later. But it's called triune brain theory. And that's really been helping me.
And what's the application of that?
I think it's just awareness. So if I feel really on edge and getting worked up, then that's a sign that I'm in a bit of reptilian, primitive. I'm not thinking, not using rational thought. So it's not really an application. It's more trying to tinker the state. I guess there isn't an easy way to apply it, only to sort of match up the behaviors with the different brain type. It's confusing.
Sure. Yeah. It's a matter of moment to moment self-awareness and the gravity of our genes is ever dragging us back into that mammalian reptilian evolutionary place of our mind, where we are selfish, impulsive, lazy, angry, violent, and then we have a very thin part of our brain, that prefrontal neocortex there, from which all of the civilization, beauty, altruism, from which all the good stuff in the world comes out of. And the challenge that we face is, as Solzhenitsyn said, every man has a battle between good and evil, and the battle lines of this battle cut across his own heart. And that is millimeter difference in between the neocortex and between the more reptilian parts of the brain. And the more that we can be aware of that, then the more potential we have to build a beautiful life.
Yes. It's definitely a state that I think if one chooses, they can be in it all the time, the neocortex state. So I guess when you asked about application, I think the best way that I'm doing it is to tap into it is literal, conscious, deep breathing in and out. Because if you're letting yourself, do the automated breathing, that's the reptilian brain acting. But if you're present, doing the mindfulness, and then, you've got the neocortex, you're your best version. That's what I feel like anyway.
Mm-hmm. And how long do you feel like you need to do the deep breathing to achieve a beneficial effect from it?
I guess if... How long? It's hard. It's kind of like how long is a piece of string? Depends what stresses there are, what triggers there are.
Sure.
I think the best way to find out how long And when it's had a desired effect is I stop my OCD tendency kind of things like the body focus, repetitive behaviors, chewing my lips, rumination. So once that fades away, then I know I'm kind of in a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it could be an hour. It could be several hours. Depends.
Okay. Hey, I'll run something past you. I was listening to this podcast this week, and it was with a doctor, I think some type of psychiatrist, and this psychiatrist had a bit of a perhaps kind of fringy theory about schizophrenia being caused by demons. So he had kind of a metaphysical view of psychiatry.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And so his take on schizophrenia was that he had two really simple life hacks that he would give to his schizophrenic patients, which would be the schizophrenics would hear the voices in their head telling them things, you know, telling them terrible things. And so he would instruct his patients to just start responding to those voices and saying, "That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie." You can imagine the schizophrenic voices would say something like, "You're a loser. You should kill yourself." Or, "You're so ugly. You should go jump off a bridge," or whatever. And so his patients would get in the pattern of just responding to those voices they heard in their head and saying, "That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's not true." And then over time, the voices seemed to go away. And then then he had another therapy that he would prescribe along with this, which is that he would have his patients read Psalm 23 out of the Bible. And and so when his patients would read Psalm 23, the schizophrenic voices would get uncharacteristically angry and irate. They really didn't like that, but then they would often go away. They couldn't deal with that psalm being read out loud. And then if people would call out the voices in their head as being lies, that would do a pretty good job of addressing schizophrenia without using antipsychotic drugs. I thought that was real fascinating.
Yeah, to me, that kind of sounds a bit like the reptilian brain has got a bit of dominance. The positive self-talk of challenging the voices is kind of self-nurturing, neocortex kind of thinking. Psalm 23, I'm guessing that's kind of like humanity at its finest kind of thing. I can't remember it.
Babe, what is Psalm 23?
God is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. He leads me to lie down next to green pastures. Oh my gosh. I'm not a good Christian. I should remember this. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, you're probably familiar with this one. It's a very, very soothing sentiment.
Oh, that's cool. I must say, like, that's sometimes how I feel with the one of your questions earlier on was about OCD, how to hack it. And what sometimes I feel like a bit of a split personality. I've got the ambivalent kind of worrying side, and I've got the strong, assertive, stick to my guns. And it was a bit of a battle between two sides. Getting through it. I'm not sure what point I was trying to make there. I guess that is schizophrenia, isn't it? It's a split
personality?
Yeah, well, I think schizophrenia is probably, it's a fancy sounding condition for, I think, something that's really probably very common.
Psychosis. Yeah.
Okay, let me try to let me look this up. I'm curious. I'm curious what Psalm 23 is. It's been a while.
Go over to mine and read your mom's right here, right now.
Actually, she doesn't include it. She doesn't include it there in that one. Okay, Psalm 23 is very short. Okay, so this is from the Old Testament. This was from King David. So this is quite old. This is probably about 2,500 words old. So it's Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to find the newer version of that. You know, because that's the this is the version of the English language from like the 14th century, I think.
Right, like the modern version with all the slang.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure they have like a hip hop version of this.
Probably.
Okay.
I'm just sort of sitting here trying to get my laptop sorted for later.
But thank you. How you got, Anna? Yeah.
I would like to ask you, how did you come up with that phrase in Bulgarian that you posted on YouTube?
Oh, what did you translate it as?
I'm not sure I want to say it in public, you know?
Spirulina being demons.
Spirulina?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was about spirulina.
Yeah. That's Google Translate's fault. That's not my fault.
Spirulina, really?
Well, you know, it's very powerful, but it can't be trusted. Because surely, you know, the way it must be the demon semen. That's the only explanation.
This is a dime.
Me still, sorry.
This is a
I'm here.
Catastrophic Google Translate.
Exactly. When I saw it, I was like, that's impossible for Daniel to have written on your...
How dare you? My Bulgaria is crisp.
Hey, Kate.
Did it then?
Just a moment. Kate, where are you in the world? Drop us a chat. Hey, Shaki. Kate, drop us a chat letting us know where you are in the world. Howdy. And we are in Bulgaria, but I'm curious where everyone else is in the world. And then we're going to jump over to a Zoom here soon. What is it? No. In an hour, right? We're going to jump on a Zoom in an hour, correct?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what time zone our other members are in, because there's multiple time zones in US. I guess.
Yes.
I mean, what time do we... 1 EST is 6 here. So in Bulgaria, that'll be 8 o'clock for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then for them, I guess, depends what county they're in. But yeah, I'm sure Owen will be free. And where's the other chap from? The newer guy.
Oh, California. So it might be pretty early for him.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll nudge him.
I have no idea what time 1 p.m. EST is in Wakanda. I'll have to Google that. I'll have to Google that to figure out what time 1300 hours is in Wakanda.
I'll see where Owen is. He's you know, our Welsh biohacker friend.
Yeah. All good. Maybe we'll have maybe we can message Plowman because we want to discuss travel plans. Plowman. Okay. Yeah, just send me a message with the link to the Zoom in about an hour, and we'll hop on.
I've emailed you info, Limitless Mindset. Hopefully, you got it.
But, yeah. Oh, okay. I'll check that. All right. Well,
they're gone. Chat to you later.
Great. Look forward to a continued conversation with everybody.
Biohacker Jonathan doth stand before the assembly, and with him his bride, whose voice is as the rhythmic clanging of a brass engine, yet verily, she is a daughter of Eve. Together they gather the seekers of hidden knowledge in this month of April. A seeker crieth out from the darkness, "Greetings and good night! For many moons have I dwelt in the scrolls of no tropics, partaking of pyrosatum and rhodiola. But my spirit is troubled by thoughts that beset me like a swarm of locusts, even obsessive thoughts that will not cease. But I am a man who thinketh much. Tell me, what manner shall give me the bonus to stay the mind?
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
And lo, a healer of bones from the islands of Honolulu, where the sun kisses the sea, bringeth a petition for a friend. Her eyes are as the parched earth, he saith. And the skin thereof is become hard and brittle, even as the potato chips of the market. This man of Hawaii, a writer of scrolls against the plagues of 5G, the deceptions of the needle and the corruption of the high priest of medicine, offereth his own counsel in exchange for a word on the lubrication of the flesh.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Me beside the still waters,
he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Then cometh one who hath long suffered the infirmity of the sugar, being a diabetic of many years. He lifteth his voice in trepidation, saying,
doth the pyrosatum lay a heavy hand upon the kidneys? My reins are yet whole, but I fear the burden of this salt. Are there not other paths for the mind? I look upon Selank and the P21 that I might find the focus I seek without bringing a curse upon my inward parts.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Another crieth out in the congregation, for his sight fadeth as the sun goeth down. My eyes suffer the degeneration of the retina, even as the macula blight. I have heard of Visolutin.
Tell me, has
hast thou seen the scales fall from the eyes? Can this fruit of the laboratory stay the hand of darkness? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Thus the questions rain down like manna in the desert of the internet, from the obsessive mind to the parched eye, from the diabetic fear to the fading vision of the old. They seek a sign, the strategist and his robotic sounding rib labor in the vineyard of life, hacking, tilling the soil of the brain and the blood. Still waters, he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah! Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us speak with uprightness. This was not the most excellent of Jonathan's discourses, verily. He wandered in his speech. He uttered many vanities and ums, and he set his gaze upon his electronic scrolls whilst the people waited. Yeah, his helpmeet spake with the voice of a golden image, lacking the warmth of living. And all this came to pass because he didst perform the work in a live stream. Wherefore Jonathan doth not swillingly go before the people in such a manner. Edify thy soul at Limitless Mindset. Come, come, come!